WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate is still making its way through amendments to the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Republican leaders searching for ways to secure more support for the package of massive tax breaks and huge cuts to Medicaid. Family members of the man accused of killing two Idaho firefighters, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Fair Share America is traveling the country in the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway Bus Tour, rallying against the budget bill running through the U.S. Congress right now. The tour stopped in Oshkosh Monday. Kristen Crowell is the executive director of Fair Share America, and she called out Senator Ron Johnson for wanting to cut Medicaid and SNAP benefits.
In the last several hours, Senator Johnson has offered an amendment that would cut Medicaid even deeper by $330 billion more dollars. That brings the total people that are facing losing health care in this country up to 20 million American people.
The bus tour is continuing through July 14th as it heads towards the West Coast. In addition to the Oshkosh stop, the tour also stopped in Racine on Monday. Today, it visits La Crosse. Blood donations tend to dip as we get closer to the 4th of July. Combine that with the Atlantic hurricane season that began this month. Disasters like hurricanes and severe summer weather can disrupt blood drives for several days and impact the momentum of a growing blood supply. Help the American Red Cross plan for the unexpected by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. The 39th annual Super Donor Days blood drive at the Tundra Lodge Resort in Green Bay is scheduled for July 2nd and 3rd. So while you may be out engaging in outdoor adventures this month, the Red Cross is asking you to make an appointment to donate. Visit RedCrossBlood.org or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks making moves in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to bring back three of their players, guards Gary Trent and Kevin Porter, and forward Taurean Prince. All three agreeing to two-year deals to stay in Milwaukee, with the second year being a player option. But the Bucks are losing their center, Brook Lopez. He'll sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. Lopez became a team leader during his 7 years with the Bucks.
Whatever happens, you know, whatever I do, just having a positive influence on the game. You know, that was my main thought. Having fun, but having a positive influence on the game, a positive impact.
Baseball, the Brewers taking on the Mets tonight in New York. The Crew coming off that 4-3 loss Sunday to the Rockies in 11 innings.
Extras are extras, but I mean, everyone in here was fired up to get a chance to walk it off, you know, so I don't think it's really hard necessarily to get back in the dugout and try to rally guys up because everyone's still chomping at the bit.
That's the Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest to west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a late day shower or thunderstorm and a high tomorrow near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
This July 4th, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS would like to give thanks and recognize our men and women of the armed forces, both domestic and abroad, for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Boondocks Pilings and Piers. Let Boondocks Pilings and Piers design and build your permanent lakeside oasis. Call now, 920-289-0326. 920-289-0326.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
On the next show, what happens if 20 million people lose their health insurance? Kristen Krall from Fair Share America joins Maggie to talk about the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. It is perfect weather out there right now. A little bit cool this morning, but it's going to be so nice. It is. This is the July. It's going to be a phenomenal month. And, of course, we've got the 4th of July coming up. And we've been talking all morning. This was almost like a cooking show all morning we've had here today. And we want to talk to somebody who's an expert on the ultimate 4th of July and summer menu, Shaughnessy Ireland. Good morning, Shaughnessy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Phenomenal.
Hungry.
Yes, because we've already been talking about this stuff. I got to tell you something. Just going through all your background and all the different things you like to talk about, you had me at, hang on here, because I could live on charcuterie boards, but the barbecue charcuterie board is over and above.
Is that too extra for you?
Yes.
That's okay. Hey, I'm all about the boards because you guys, when entertaining, I just think it's the easiest way to do things, especially if you have everything lined up, even for hot dogs and hamburgers as a DIY. That way people can just kind of go down the line, prepare it how they want. If they want chili on it, if they want cheese on it, if they want onions, you know, that way it doesn't have the host making all these things and preparing it. So kind of having the board, I know that it sounds, you know, cliche, and there's so many charcuterie boards for everything, but it just makes sense.
I agree. I love them.
And it's nice to entertain and not have to work. Have it all set up ahead of time so you can enjoy the party.
I mean, that's the goal, right?
Right.
I love the, you know, prepping ahead of time. Now is the time to check the grill, make sure it works, make sure you have everything you need. You can go ahead and start preparing some of those side dishes even, you know, right. The macaroni and cheese casserole. You can go ahead and freeze that. You can, and anything that you can prepare ahead of time, even the dips, some of the dips you can make way ahead of time, go ahead and prepare that now. That way you're not super stressed the day of. Of course, the night before, we want to make sure that we're marinating everything, having our meat ready to go, and that way nobody's running out to the store last minute. And also, guys, don't be afraid to ask your guests to bring something. They can bring a side dish. They can bring a bag of chips. They can bring a six-pack, whatever it may be. Invite people to experience the party with you as the host and bring something. And this also helps out if people have dietary needs or if they have allergies. They could bring something that they know that they can eat on the 4th of July.
Yeah. So we kind of in this neck of the woods have the hot dogs and brats down. Tell me about the ribs. What would you, if you want to serve ribs, you know, sometimes it takes a long time and sometimes, you know, tell me how you would prepare and serve ribs if you're having a picnic barbecue at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so I think the, you know, pre-cut the ribs definitely before serving to just kind of make sure that everything is put together really well. You want to keep them warm, but you, of course, don't want to dry them out. So you can actually put a bit of warm barbecue sauce and a splash of apple juice to keep them really moist. Cover them with foil. Make sure that they are in a warm oven or on the cool side of the grill. You do not want to keep cooking these things, so that way everything's ready to go. And then, of course, you know, make sense. Serve them with wet wipes because they're going to get dirty. People are going to get dirty, and, you know, it's always just best case not to wear white barbecues anyway.
Todd was going to jump in something right here.
I was just going to say, Shaughnessy, Jim would never have wet wipes because they're disposable. The man loves linens, so he would have special linens for
Would you discourage linens at a rib party?
I mean, you guys said that the charcuterie board was extra. Linens, I would definitely discourage that. You don't want to have that. The wet wipes, the disposable napkins. I know it's not the best for the environment, but it's once a year, right?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. But when would you cook the ribs, though? When would you cook them? You would cook them the day before, would you? When would you? You're going
to... No.
So you just
the morning of, and you're just going to want to slow cook them. You know, you don't want to rush anything. Slow is the name of the game with barbecue.
Absolutely.
But the day of, for sure. Okay. I think that if you do them ahead of time, they're just going to be nasty.
Can you do them in a gas grill, though, or does it have to be charcoal or wood?
You know, this is an often very heated debate. I think that charcoal and wood just taste better. I think most people would agree with that. If you don't have the option to have that, you can even put wood chips in foil and put them on your grill. That kind of gives it a little bit of that smoky taste. But I think that if you want to go with the ultimate ribs, you got to have the charcoal or you got to have the wood chips for sure.
Or at a coffee can, too, you can throw some wood chips in there.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too...
One of the things in the information you sent along, Shaughnessy, was some of the stores that you can find some of the products that you're talking about this morning. And one of the... It was a dollar store, which, by the way, John Mino, okay, loves the dollar stores.
Yes.
Jim Schmidt, not so much. You can actually get good stuff there, right?
Oh, I love the Dollar Tree. You guys, I buy so much stuff at Dollar Tree.
Thank you.
I have five kids, so things get broken and destroyed very, very quickly in my house. So the Dollar Tree is the way
That's because they're from the Dollar Tree.
Quiet you.
Yeah. And the product I think you're talking about is the Rayburn sandwiches. They have these pulled pork sandwiches that you can find at the Dollar General. And you could pop them in the microwave for 90 seconds. You could pop them on the grill. And they're just fresh and ready to go for your guests when they arrive for your party.
Mino knew exactly what you were talking about.
He's
drooling.
Yeah.
But how about Hy-Vee? You have that listed, too.
Yeah, you can also purchase them there as well. I don't know if you – do you have Meijer?
Oh, yeah, we love them, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You can also find Rayburn's at Meijer. Or you can just go to Rayburn's.com. To look at the different variety of the flavors they have, the Philly cheesesteak, the chicken sandwich, as I mentioned, the pulled pork sandwich, and then you can find out where they are locally there. Right.
But, you know, another thing, just going back to the ribs and cooking stuff like that, do people, when they go to something like that, like if it's all family, it's no big deal, you know, you got stuff all over your face and you're sweating and your food and whatever and everything. But if you're at a little bit more of a formal type party, what would you suggest you kind of stay away from? Because sometimes people want to be a little bit hoity-toity with what they serve, but... You know what I mean? You don't want to be that guy with a big splotch on his shirt, which I've been at times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, I guess you would have to stay away from the wings and the ribs and anything that's really super juicy. But I don't know. Maybe you need to take a bib with you or have your linen napkins on your chest. But
my father-in-law would slap a bib on.
I believe it.
We had some pretty... I was like, really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Hey, do you have to, what are some of the things, Shaughnessy, right now that, you know, every year something might be a little bit trendy or something cool that if you wanted to like go, I don't want to say over the top, but you wanted to really impress some people where it's like, oh, it wasn't just brats and the, you know, pasta salad. It was, oh, what could somebody do without like breaking the bank? You know, going to these stores that you and I like to frequent and whatever, what could you really impress people with?
I think the dessert, you know, you got to have a good dessert. And, you know, you guys, it sounds so cliche, but just having the sliced up strawberries and the blueberries to make the American flag on perhaps a sheet cake dessert with Cool Whip and some vanilla pudding and a little bit of crust at the bottom of it. I actually have a recipe for that over on my Instagram. And then even having the angel food cake in cups with the little toothpicks with American flags, anything red, white, and blue, I just think it really elevates the tablescape, and it can really make a boring meal turn into something super festive. So just keeping in mind with the theme and the American flag, you can even have some out there for the kids. Those are always a fan favorite. You don't have to get super crazy. You don't have to break the bank, but at the same time, you can make everything look really nice.
Where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram. It's just at Shanasty Ireland. I also have a blog. It's called shesbecomingdomestic.com. YouTube, TikTok, all the social media. If you just Google my name, you can find me.
I do think that American flag, and that's kind of a little bit becoming, you know, the pumpkin pie of Thanksgiving. I just think it's that's kind of healthy because you do have the blueberries and you do have the strawberries. Yeah. What did you say about the cups for the kids? What is that again? You mentioned.
So I just take little plastic cups and I put angel food cake in it with some Cool Whip, strawberries and blueberries, put one of those little American flag toothpicks on top, and it's super festive and wonderful.
All right, to make it the red, white, and blue. All right, I got it. That's cool.
I got to go back to that one other thing, though. What would you not recommend people trying to serve, especially if they haven't done it before?
Gosh, that's a great question.
Lobster.
Brisket? I don't know. Lobster? Yeah.
That's pretty tricky.
Actually, lobster is a good one. Lobster is a good one. I don't know if everyone's going to love lobster at the table. It's a little tricky. You don't want to be getting the live lobsters and trying to make them day of. That could be really disastrous. You just got to stick to the basics.
Right.
Brats, hot dogs, burgers, ribs, pasta salad. I mean, that's what people are going to expect, and that's what they want from the 4th of July.
I was just going to say, that would be weird to go to a 4th of July party and see a lot of fish or lobster. People are like, okay, this is weird.
The only thing I would think would be weirder than that, Jim, is going to a 4th of July party, let's say at your house, and the cake is a Panamanian flag.
We got a young guy here from
Panama. Wonderful gentleman.
Okay, I would have made a Panamanian flag. I thought he was from Puerto Rico. That was the difference. If he would have come over, I was going to present him a Puerto Rican flag, which is they're from America. So I'm glad he's not coming. I know. That would have been weird because they're not part of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
All right. Thanks for bringing that up, John.
Yeah. Throw that one out to your people there, Shaughnessy. Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, this is a lot of fun. I just have to ask you, though, are you one of those people that, you know, then you have people expect you when you do have a backyard party or something, they expect you to have the coolest one on the block?
Oh, I mean, obviously, yeah, 100%. Parties are themed. Like I said, I have 5 kids, so I have a built-in circus in the backyard. Lots of entertainment, lots of fun. It's a lot of fun. I love to entertain. I love having all the neighbors over. Don't really love the cleanup. Would really like my husband to step up in that aspect, but that's okay. We're learning.
Well, this has been fun, Shaughnessy. Have you ever had any Wisconsin food? You ever been up here for anything?
You know, I actually have not. I need to make a trip, don't I?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I will say about your Dollar General and Dollar Tree, those are good places to get, like, the balloons, the decorations. I'm talking about...
All those kind of little things you know.
But the festive, the things that you want to put on the table.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool
no
stuff.
No question it is.
They don't have the cloth linens.
No,
but,
they don't.
But Jim's got several sets.
Yeah, and I bought those candles, the red, white, and blue candles.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that stuff, sorry. But anything...
Why not go there instead of paying twice as much as someplace else? Firm believer in that. And with 5 kids, like you said, Shaughnessy... I took my granddaughters in one day. I told them, I said, you can each have $10 to buy anything you want. Wow. They were in heaven. Yeah. That was the greatest $10 you could possibly ever spend.
Yeah. I mean, and let's be honest, guys, we're probably going to be throwing away all of that stuff after the 4th, after this weekend. So it's best just not to invest a ton of money in these decorations that are probably going to get ripped or stained with your barbecue sauce or whatever it could be.
Right.
Okay, one last time. Tell us where everybody can find you. You've got a phenomenal personality. I'd love to watch some of your things.
Right.
Thank you. I'm on Instagram. It's just at Shanasty Ireland, YouTube, TikTok, blog, all of it. So I think there's only one of me out there. So if you Google me, you're bound to find me.
Shanisty Ireland, like the country.
Yes, that's it.
Outstanding. You've been fun.
Thank you.
You bet.
It was fun. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Enjoy your linen. And hopefully we can
try
to get soon.
Linens and lobsters.
Shaughnessy, you're really great. Thank you so much.
See ya. See ya. Oh, my gosh. Lobsters and linens. That's his new place.
Nothing says the fourth better than that. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up in the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Before we go live, can I have you guys just look at the camera real quick in front of you and just see how you're sitting?
Oh. Gonna move in this way, Johnny?
Well, Jim, you should be over that way a little bit. You should both be.
Oh, see how the TV screen's right behind you? Yep.
See how that works?
Yep. Got it.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Back to Mino and the Mayor
can
now.
Can you see him being a wedding photographer?
2 years. Got it.
Yeah.
Do we, though?
Tori says, in order to get back into welding, don't you first have to be a welder? All right, Tori.
Okay.
Very much.
I think he's right. Yeah. I think he's onto something.
I think you're right, Jim.
Shaughnessy was great. She was fun.
You know, what's nice about what she said is don't make it too difficult, right?
Yeah.
Just make it kind of simple and get the decorations. And
well, like your hot dog bar, right? Was that difficult?
Oh, that was awesome. No. Yeah. That was like that.
Okay,
was,
can I just say, no one says about their own party, it was awesome. You can't, true. No one can judge
you're right.
their own
you're right.
parties.
Okay, let me.
Todd, am I right or am I wrong?
All I'm saying, John, it was.
Well, Jim would know if it was good or bad, and I think he would be honest with us about that.
First of all, okay, I don't want to say rave reviews. What was nice about that party was I really got to spend time with the guests because it was all set up and all I did was kind of visit people because it was easy. They just got the hot dogs, get the buns. They could the beer and wine, and there's an open bar. They could mix whatever they want. People didn't drink very much that night. And that's what she's telling to do. Don't do all the work. Don't wait on people. Set it up, charcuterie board, whatever you want to do, and let them. And I think people are okay with picnics. It's a little bit different, you know, dinners, but I like that. And I think she made some good points on Dollar Tree and going there to get the decorations and some of the stuff.
I'm absolutely not
sure about the food, but yeah, no, it's great. I mean, we're gonna have parties every night.
What are you doing for the 4th?
We're gonna be up at Elkhart Lake.
Oh, that's right.
What's gonna be fun about that is I have 3 adult children with husbands, and every night a different family is in charge of the meal.
That's cool.
And they actually volunteered. It wasn't my idea, like I was trying to delegate. They are really doing that. And then the snacks and stuff, that's me. But it's healthy. They're not going to – I don't want them to get mad at me. So, like I said, it's going to be healthier things.
Good. So that's great. Sounds like a good time.
It's going to be great. And we have different rooms because there's too many of us for a large room. So
yeah, that sounds fantastic.
So that'd be fun. And then it's got the beach and rented a pontoon boat and some other stuff.
Perfect.
Like, yeah, it's going to be fun. And we don't get together as often as I'd like. So that's going to be great. How about you? What do you
– Not sure yet. Not sure yet. Might be a game time decision.
But your kids are in Madison, right?
Yeah.
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 They're not too far away.
Yeah. Todd, how about you? What do you like your family? Like ours was, we always had the same thing every single 4th of July for my entire lifetime. We'd go to my Uncle Bill and Auntie Mary's camp that was on Little Shag Lake outside of Gwynn. And everybody would be there and everybody would play horseshoes and you
have fun.
Firecrackers. And it was always just everybody get together like that. And then there'd be some boat rides and things at night, bottle rockets. And I mean, just fun family type thing.
Mm-hmm. I think all the summer events for my family were pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know, you'd grill out. Maybe it would be brats, maybe it'd be chicken or something like that. Everybody would have a salad or whatever. So it was pretty standard. This year I'm going to Oshkosh Menominee Park for the fireworks on Friday.
Cool.
Enjoying that. A little bit of food truck action down there.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. How's your food truck buddy doing?
Good. He's going to be there.
Reggie?
Yep. Reggie's doing
excellent.
Well.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Big fan of his. Trying to.
Absolutely.
Actually, where's he from?
He's from Haiti.
Haiti. Mm-hmm. Could you have him make a flag for Jim's flag? I was just throwing it out there. Yeah. But I just, you know what? It's one of those things that when you look back, you know, it seems like nowadays there's a lot more holidays and a lot more get-togethers and a lot more whatever. But back then, that was like your one big day of the summer.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean, there weren't festivals at every little town every weekend, everything here, everything there. It was like, that was your one shot.
And then did you drink red, white, and blue beer?
My dad used to buy that sometimes.
For that day, right?
Well, I
that wasn't very
probably
good beer.
No, it was cheap.
Yeah,
my dad bought it because it was cheap.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was that Pabst, Old Style, or Blatt's.
Well, we only had that on the 4th.
Really?
Yeah.
But we didn't have that in Michigan, I don't think, because, like I said, we used to come down to Shopko Liquor, and that's where we'd get beers.
I just remember having that.
That was red, white, and blue beer. Absolutely, I still remember the cans.
Right.
The whole thing. Yeah.
With bottles, but
I still say Blatt's is the worst beer I've ever tasted.
No.
It's not good.
Worst ever.
I've got a picture of him. I was just a baby. He's holding me, and he's giving me some Schlitz.
That was up there, too.
That was big. Yeah. That was popular. Yeah. But Pabst was my dad's go-to. Pabst.
But so the other thing I'm doing, because my 3 daughters and their husbands, I'm picking up my mom and bringing her there for a day.
Nice.
Because it's too crazy to go to her place because she's...
And bring everybody,
And other people are there. We're doing that. She's going to go. I'm going to take her out on the pontoon boat so we just get to visit. And that'd be good. But that is a fun day because the weather's good. It's chill and there's no gifts. You know what I mean? It's like a little bit of a Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. I think that sounds great. Having your daughter's home. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
somebody, let us know if they're even Texas people. What are your a family tradition that you guys always did that maybe you can't do anymore, that you don't do anymore?
This is kind of... Getting up is one of the favorites because, like I said, there's not a lot of pressure, right?
Right.
They put on the fireworks. The fireworks are done by the community,
right.
So you don't have to really do that. You eat, and like I said, I like the fact that there's not this pressure of gifts, and you don't, kind of don't have to go to church.
I agree.
Wow.
No, I'm not, but some people, I that's know, stressful.
I agree. Like Easter? I wish you know what? I'm not as big of a churchgoer as I used to be, simply because I had to go so much back when I was an altar boy. And I just feel like I've got a grace period.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
For the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, because if everybody else, if other people go like one day a week, okay.
You're there.
And I was there like 3 months every day. I got like years
you do have a,
built up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm going to.
I didn't realize you could stockpile
I
that stuff.
Say, I don't. I have to read up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure that's in the Bible.
It's in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Look it up. It was carved in stone.
It wouldn't be in the Old
They found Testament. It. An archaeologist found it in like someplace.
The third tablet.
Egypt that's right. Or someplace. He found it.
The one that got dropped?
Yes.
All right. Quick break. Let the drug for you. Do ever what you want to do.
Coming over you. Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. Wisconsin is closing in on a new bipartisan state budget. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman reports.
Governor Tony Evers announced a tentative deal early this morning. The agreement includes $330 million for childcare, including money directly to providers as the pandemic-era childcare counts program winds down. There's also $1.4 billion in new funding for K-12 schools. And despite a rumored cut, the Universities of Wisconsin or UW system would get $256 million under the deal, plus $840 million for campus building projects. The governor called it the largest boost to the state university system in nearly 20 years. The bill also includes $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, mostly for the middle class. About 1.6 million people would see an average cut of $180 per year. That's a popular idea. A recent Marquette poll found 65% of voters want at least half of the state's $4 billion surplus used for tax cuts. The legislature's budget committee meets at 9 a.m. today to take up the package. The full state legislature is expected to vote on the package tomorrow. After that, Evers has 10 business days to act on the plan.
Green Bay is seeking input from residents as it develops a 5-year strategy to create affordable housing opportunities using federal funds. A public hearing will be held Thursday at 5:30 at City Hall. The city is planning how to spend millions in federal community development block grants and home investment partnership funds. This comes as the city faces a shortage of affordable rental units for lower-income residents. The public hearing will provide residents an opportunity to weigh in on what housing needs are most important to them. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest to west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a late day shower or thunderstorm and a high tomorrow near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
This 4th of July, Fun Pros Event Planning Services would like you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by America's men and women of the armed forces in defense of our nation's liberty. Fun Pros Event Planning Service has Wisconsin's best team-building activities and the most innovative interactive games. For your next company meeting, holiday party, or family get-together, call Fun Pros 920-886-3594. 920-886-3594.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, breaking down more decisions from Wisconsin Supreme Court with Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
use your hand in your spare time, but I like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
On the next show, what happens if 20 million people lose their health insurance? Kristen Krall from Fair Share America joins Maggie to talk about the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful morning. And do we have Marla? We've got Marla. Marla Kopecky Penny. Empower freedom, focus on freedom. Just a little background. We had you in the studio in Oshkosh a month or so ago, and we were so impressed. Jim and I were both talking about this. We were so impressed with people like yourself and others do. And again, I came from my mother, because of a serious stroke, was disabled for, 42 years of her life. I've dealt with so many, wounded people and different types of things and amputees and that. And there's a special brand of people that say, I'm going to wake up every single morning and I'm going to give these people a bit of a lift and to help them out in certain ways. And you've devoted your life to that. So Jim and I were talking during the break how much we admire you and what you do.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm so excited to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you back.
That is, while it's kind to do, that is tough work. I really, just to cut to the chase, it's a special type of person. It just does.
It's got to come from the heart. It's just not a, here's my, my thing and boom.
So tell us why you're doing this and just the special person it takes.
That's a great question. Why am I doing this? I fell into it. I think I shared that the last time.
Right.
I kind of fell into this work. And, I just love looking at all the possibilities of what everyone is able to do and able to contribute. And I believe everyone wants to live a life of purpose. And it is so rewarding, and it fills your heart so much when you see clients or students or your children or your parent be able to do something that they haven't been able to do and to fulfill a purpose. They feel so excited about themselves, and knowing that you've helped and you've supported them along that journey also fills your heart, because you feel that excitement as well.
I'm just going to recap or restart who you are here. Founder Marla Kopecky Penny has spent the last 20 years working with children and adults with disabilities as an in-home therapist, respite care provider, special education teacher, evaluator, and so much more. Marla and her Empower Freedom team are focusing on helping folks of all abilities reach their goals through proven resources, guides, checklists, and more.
And to see that advancement, maybe something that we may not notice, but you being that close to it, maybe a small thing, but something that would be huge to them.
And that's, I should have read that part too.
Yeah.
You're empowering individuals with disabilities, families, and caretakers to live more independent lives, right, and have more freedom,
right,
to dream again and do what they love to do.
Yeah. It's the first time I remember feeling that moment was I had been working with a client, and he had sensory issues. It was my first client, and had significant needs, and sensory issues were one of them, touching different textures, being willing to do that. And we worked for months on different activities. And at that time, 20 plus years ago, 25 actually, when I sit down and think about it. And all I did was one step at a time, just like, get your hand closer to the bowl to touch the shaving cream, because we were working on the shaving cream texture. And when he finally touched the shaving cream and then he started playing in the shaving cream, like it was such a rewarding experience. That was the first moment I felt it. And I've felt it so many times since, just that feeling of their excitement when they do it, their pride when they do it, when they achieve it. I just had one of my lean trainers send me a picture of a client of mine who's just learned to tie a shoe. You know, it's things we take for granted so oftentimes, because so many people just can do those things and can experience those things, that when you take the moment to appreciate every little small step, that's where it really lies.
I could not agree more with you, because I've lived through that too, and I know exactly what you mean.
And we have to give communities credit for advancing. I think disabilities, we sometimes think about, you know, wheelchairs, walking, but that sensory, even here in Green Bay, and I'm sure Oshkosh Appleton has addressed this as well, but, you know, we all worked the booth, the civic media booth at the county fair, and they did a lot more with sensory issues a couple of years ago. And we have Bay Beach is one of our amusement parks here in Green Bay, and they put it in like a sensory smaller area. And I think that's just great that people are realizing that it is a disability. Like you talked about the kid with the shaving cream. I mean, those are just things that people need to feel, the touch.
So yeah, when you guys are always looking for new employees, aren't you?
We are always looking for new employees. I actually just had one of my employees, because we're starting to work on our fall schedule, and it just hit, she messaged me last night. She goes, "Hey, here's what I'm looking at for fall, and one of my friends is going to apply, and she's doing this currently, and all excited." And I said, "That's great. We always have a wait list." Like, and she goes, "Wait, a wait list for employees?" I go, No.
Yeah.
"We have a wait list for clients
who need our employees." But
exactly.
Tell everybody the type of person it takes. Again, it's not just punch a time clock type of job.
Not at all. So as far as employees, it's really my leads and my trainers can teach you how to do the job. You have to have passion. You have to want to be there. You have to engage and just have that heart. It's just, it's the person that when you walk into the room, you feel loved, right? Like you feel good being in their presence. Those are who we're looking for. Like that just person where they make you laugh. It's really looking at that personality, because we can teach you how to do the work.
The impact,
as long as you're willing to learn.
The impact, and again, I saw it personal, the impact that person can have on somebody's life is immeasurable, and they might not really realize it. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. And it's not just on the individual, it's on the family, you know, and we're really starting to branch out into that as well, because as we've just alluded to, the wait list, that's everywhere. Everyone's on wait lists. So we're not only now branching out into supporting the clients, which we've done for 6 years with Focus on Freedom, we're now building out and supporting the caregivers, offering different seminars, offering different coaching, in-person classes to help empower them as well along in the journey. So what if you're ready, and when you're ready, we're here wherever you're at in that journey to take that nugget and apply it. Is really, really what we do. So we've started to look at it as a whole family approach, because we all impact each other.
So tell me, the client, how they get connected with Empower Freedom. And I know you have a waiting list, but still, I want listeners to know how to get on the list.
So Focus on Freedom is the company that has the wait list. So Empower Freedom, I have two sister companies. So we'll clarify that. So Empower Freedom is a subscription-based model that you can access anywhere. So all those people who are on wait list, they can check out empower-freedom.org, and they can go on, and I have all the blogs that I've created, which are quick how-to reads, 1 to 3 minutes. So you're not having to spend a ton of time, or I have now videos that I'm uploading to give you nuggets of information. Then I have third-party resources to help you implement the strategy, as well as whatever visual supports. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with like a visual schedule, but think of it as a to-do list, a checklist. Those types of tools are extremely beneficial when we are talking about children and adults with diverse abilities. It helps them to structure up what we call executive functioning. I don't know if you've ever heard of that term before, but it's really being able to organize and put things in order and break them down. That's really where those pieces and parts come into place. Okay. So in that subscription-based model, they can go in, become a member. You can pay monthly or yearly, and all the tools are there. So you don't have to spend the hours, the months researching, trying to figure out how to implement, reading these big long books, reading all these different resources. It's there for you because people don't have the time. So that's Empower Freedom. And then Focus on Freedom is the one I started 6 years ago that is based within the counties that I serve. And so the reason that Empower Freedom started was because I was getting calls from all over. So Madison, Racine, North Carolina, Canada, I mean, all over for help because they found me online. And I said, I need to start helping these people too. If they don't have support there, right, how can we get it to them? So if they're willing to do it and read it and work through implementing it and connect with me, that resource is there for them. And then Focus on Freedom is the company that really works here in Northeast Wisconsin, in the Winnebago, Outagamie, Fond du Lac counties, and slightly beyond. We're starting to branch out a little bit, where we're really working with the clients in the home and doing those wraparound coaching, one-to-one in-person classes. So those are the two different companies.
Are you, do you get funding from the state? Are you funded through the school system? Okay, good.
So Focus on Freedom is purely funded through what we call the CLTS waiver program. I'm not sure. Are you familiar at all with the CLTS waiver
program? I'm not that one, but you don't have to get into that. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, there's.
But that would be the avenue with which we're funded.
All right, good.
You know, there's a TV station up in the UP that I first somehow get on Spectrum Cable here, and I swear half their newscasts are sponsored by one of the groups up there looking for people, exactly the type of people that you find and train and employ and everything like that. But the lady talked, I saw one of the specials, she says, you have no idea how many services we've had to cut back that would be helping these people. We just can't do it. We don't have, and I mean, it's breaking their hearts that they don't have people to help out.
That's really why I started diving into the caregiver piece. I really started diving in about a little over 2 years ago, I think, where I started my Foundations in Caregiving course, which is an on-demand course for parents and caregivers. It's kind of like a one-on-one style of course. And then this past year, actually, I've launched two programs within the last 3 months that have kind of started taking off. And it's all about helping parents and caregivers write one-to-one. So my personalized family support plan, we create a personalized plan where we're working with them. If you know anything about special education and school districts, it's called the individual education plan, an IEP. We walk through that. We walk through 504s, all of those tools, but we also do and show them how to implement strategies in the home. So then I'm in working with them. So for example, the client I'm working with right now, we're working on we did their IEP first, and now we're working on an emotional regulation strategy in the home using visuals to help them implement and calm during those frustrations.
Marla Kopecky Penny, phenomenal. Empower Freedom. Tell everybody a one-stop shop where they can find you and get any information they need.
So for Focus on Freedom, it's at focusonfreedom.org. So that's if you're in Winnebago, Outagamie, Fond du Lac counties, check us out there. And for our subscription, it's at empower-freedom.org.
Thanks for what you do. Yeah, I mean, you truly help make people's lives better who wouldn't have that if it wasn't for people like you and all the people that you employ and take care of these people. So seriously, from my heart, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
You bet. We got to start a quick break. Sean in the house? Sean Katzbeck in the house? Did he bring in a little box of treats? What's up with that? Thank you for doing that, Sean.
as Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker with Bank First. Is now a good time to buy a home? The truth is, the right time to buy a home is when you're ready. Focus on your personal financial goals, not the headlines. At Bank First, our experienced team is ready to guide you through every step of the journey. Let's discuss how to make home ownership a reality on your timeline. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message brought to you by C. McP. Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris. It's that simple. Call C. McP. Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from C. McP. Realty.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up! Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Of tourism, the city of Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival coming up. Had a nice drive down. Didn't have a chance, of course, to get, you know, those little kind of those fruity little things you brought over that were so delicious. Those raspberry ones were unbelievable.
Did
you have the raspberry?
Oh, I did. Raspberry is my favorite when it comes to that stuff.
Best of all the different fruits.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, like I said, I was going to buy you breakfast sandwiches.
Sure. Right. You pulled out the oldest Mino line in history.
I forgot my wallet. Yeah.
Now, I didn't forget it. I realized where it was. I was like, I traveled all the way from Marinette without my wallet.
You doing all right gas-wise to get back home?
Yeah.
Loan a few bucks?
Could you give me 20?
Some money? Right.
Yeah, like I got a 20 in my pocket. what we got here? Blatt's was great. No one wanted to drink our beer in college when we had it.
Sean.
Brian.
We were talking about back in the day
with
the family when you know, and your dad threw a barbecue or whatever you did. Do you remember the kind of beer that you had?
We had Stroh's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stroh's.
I forgot about Stroh's. So that was a huge Michigan beer.
Yeah, and being a good Chicagoan, right? Old style.
Okay.
Old style. That was good beer.
Yeah, old style was.
Was there kind of a did it kind of go by nationalities?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, growing up, that was my grandfather's beer. He was German.
That's what
you
I was going to say. That Heilman. Seems like a real German beer.
Yeah.
But you know, the 4th of July was not a hard liquor day.
No.
No, it was beer.
It was beer. Totally. It was beer. Yeah.
Totally.
Because my dad didn't drink beer, but I think he did on that day.
You know, it's interesting. My wife and I were talking about this, how back in the day that, yeah, that, but, you know, the amount of hard liquor that our parents drank, though, I mean, it was I've got these beautiful Tom Collins glasses that hardly ever come out that were my grandfather's that, you know, I mean, because everything was a mixed drink, you know.
And I liked when they travel and they had those little suitcases.
Yeah.
No one ever carries a flask anymore. My dad would carry a flask to every game, every Packer game, every high school football game. They would always carry a flask.
Well, he had the little, you know what I'm talking about? Those little
kits. I do, absolutely. Things?
Yeah. Yeah, the jiggers and just to make the stuff.
Yeah, I had one for my grandfather. My grandfather.
I'd like to find that.
Both my grandfathers were German, but my mom's father was on the, he had his own bar set up. Huh. I mean, it was the coolest thing.
But, I mean, at Packer games, when the Packers would score a touchdown, he and his partner, Eric,
pass it around.
He would take out the flask and have a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't see that anymore.
But, you know, they don't, I come to think of that, they didn't really have a lot of diversity in their drinks. I mean, it was pretty much Manhattans and martinis at our house. I knew how to make those when I was a little kid, and I mean a little kid.
I'm only laughing because I would often joke around that my grandfather would yell out to my uncle. My uncle actually worked for a distributor, so he'd get all these different types of liquors all the time. Oh. And just yell out, "Bob, fix me a highball." So in our house, it was a highball. Oh. I mean, it just was what it was. But yeah, I mean, you knew how to make them then.
Yeah.
And you knew how to drink them at a very early age.
Yeah. Todd, I imagine you did too.
Dad was always brandy old fashioned.
Right. Oh.
So here's, and I got to tell this story because my dad worked for the railroad for 35 years. Never, ever missed a day of work.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Except once.
Okay.
It was his birthday the night before, and he had a few too many brandy old fashions. So I was getting up and getting ready for work, and I realized I didn't have any work socks. So I thought, well, I'll just borrow a pair of dad's, right? So I walked in, and my dad's laying in the bed. Wow. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's dead, because my dad was never in bed at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Just hung over.
Wow.
Hung over. Never had a brandy old-fashioned again that. Yeah.
Do you know that until I moved to Wisconsin, I had never heard or I didn't know what an old-fashioned or a Manhattan were? Those are not other parts of the state or other parts of the country, I should say. I didn't know what either one of those were.
Manhattans aren't everywhere?
I had never seen one
really?
Before.
Oh.
I mean, maybe they are.
I mean, brandy, old fashions, I know, are kind of us.
Yeah, but I never knew what an old fashioned was. Yeah, I didn't know what a Manhattan was.
Okay.
But I never like heard anybody getting one. What I mean? But but an old fashioned, I never until I got here, then I tried it. And it's like, I'm
those martinis in India, if you put in too much of that dry vermouth, it's like, Dad, why do you even buy this stuff? You know, you put in a more like a half.
What is that for? What is vermouth for?
Well, in the Manhattan, it's sweet vermouth, right?
And it's just a dry vermouth. A little bit, or what? I don't get vermouth.
Well, there's dry vermouth and sweet vermouth, right?
One's vermouth. Are they out? Do they have alcohol though?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, yeah.
Bit.
Oh, they do.
A little bit,
but you know, I think sometimes I think if I'd forget, he wouldn't even know. But you know, it's just a little. Sometimes you just
just a little splash. I just never knew exactly what the purpose was.
And then, the only thing he would change up once in a while was the garnishment on it, you know, mushrooms or something. But
I'll tell you, first time I had a thing with pickled mushrooms.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, whoa! Or even the pickled green beans and stuff.
Well, that's great. That's what I'm saying. That was always kind of the fun part of it, you know?
Yeah, I've never put any vegetables in my drinks.
No?
not the, like the Brussels?
No, nothing. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, although I think I will put a lime or lemon. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
but I'd never known the art of Bloody Marys that people do around here.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Holy
over the top.
Cow.
That.
Yeah, I mean, you got burgers in there. You've got.
Right. I mean, it was
bratwurst in there.
Right. Chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you really.
Chicken thigh.
Right. it's nice when you put in the hot stick. You know, the sausage stick.
Sure. I like those. It,
but I mean, now it's like it's a dinner.
Oh, it's a I mean, they're like $18-$20
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like a buffet in there.
But it's amazing how if you just have one Bloody Mary type thing and you just have that one real good pickled piece of garnish, how much that
enhances. The Bloody Mary mix is the bomb. That's what makes, I mean, there are some really good places. But
all right, you got to go.
I do.
Sean
Katzbeck. Sean, we're going to talk about your great logging and heritage festival that's coming up. You guys do it right up there. Every festival is great. This is going
to
be a fun one, too.
Looking forward
Bring
to
the kids.
About it.
And we're going to be talking alcohol at 8:35 with a cross distributing. Back after this.
It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate continuing to debate and planning eventually to vote on the Trump budget plan. They have been meeting since 9 a.m. yesterday. ABC's Ali Pekoran.
They're trying to figure out how to corral the conference into passing this legislation. It does not seem at the present moment that Majority Leader John Thune has locked the votes down to get this thing passed. If you look at the Senate floor, he's huddled up in deep conversation with some of these holdout senators. Mainly, we've been seeing a lot of attention poured into Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Vice President J.D. Vance also at the Senate right now. President Trump has left for Florida, where he will tour the detention facility being built in the Florida Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will visit Washington next week. The jury returning for a second day of deliberations in the Sean Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial. The jurors talked for 5 hours on Monday and so far have been unable to reach a unanimous verdict. This is ABC News.